Here's a question for you. Is Britain still a Christian nation? Leading public figures, including the Wiltshire-based author Terry Pratchett, have said the Prime Minister's claim that Britain is a Christian country risks sowing alienation and division in society. It follows an article last week for the Church Times by Mr Cameron, in which he wrote of his own faith and his desire to infuse politics with Christian ideals and values. More than 50 writers, scientists, broadcasters and academics signed an open letter expressing concern at the negative consequences of the Prime Minister's assertion in a country where most people do not describe themselves as Christian. But Christina Rees from the Church of England's governing body, the General Synod, says Mr Cameron should be able to express his confidence in the faith he holds.
If David Cameron were a Buddhist and said that practising Buddhism gave him peace, I don't think this group of people would be writing letters complaining. It's just very easy to, first of all, knock a Prime Minister and also knock the Christian faith. But in the 2011 census, nearly 60% of the population still identify themselves as Christian.
Andrew Copson is from the British Humanist Society, who organised the letter to be published in the Daily Telegraph, and he joins me now. Andrew, why did you organise getting this letter written?
Well, we thought that the comments by the Prime Minister were part of a worrying trend of church leaders, of course, but also of politicians, to keep describing Britain as a Christian country and to say that we should promote that fact, be proud of it, and actively seek to make it more of a part of our public life. Now, that's worrying for two reasons. One, because I don't think it reflects the reality of Britain today. In spite of what you've just heard, most people, if they're asked a fair question about their religion, will not say that they're Christian. Only 43% of people will say that they're Christian. Our society now is full of people of a diverse range of non-religious and religious beliefs. And so, you know, it's not a true claim to say, a meaningful claim to say that we're a Christian country. And secondly, because in saying so, and in saying that he wants to build the role of religious organisations in our society, we think that any representative government, including the Prime Minister, is acting in a way that can be divisive and alienating to a lot of people like me and like many others who are not Christian and who don't want to see religions playing a larger part in our public and state life.
Picking up Christina's point there,
yeah.
If our Prime Minister had chosen Islam as a faith, would you have written the same letter?
Well, I don't know what Christina's point was, because at the first paragraph of the letter, the first sentence was, we respect the right of the Prime Minister to his religious beliefs. I mean, the point wasn't about the Prime Minister's religious beliefs. Obviously, as a, you know, as a free person and a citizen of Britain, the Prime Minister can have whatever religious beliefs take his fancy. I mean, he can be a Buddhist or a Muslim or a Christian or whatever. The letter wasn't about that. The letter was about when a representative of the government in a liberal, plural, diverse democracy like ours explicitly says that this country should favour and prioritise and promote one particular religion. That's the problem. It's not his own private beliefs. Which, you know, his concern.
What's wrong with the Prime Minister wanting to infuse politics with Christian values?
Well, like I said, it's inappropriate for the sort of society that we live in. If we want to build a shared British identity in a country where there are many, many people of different beliefs, then I think it's difficult, if not dangerous, if not impossible, to do it by promoting one religion above all others. I mean, I'm British, for example. My parents and grandparents are British too. I'm not a Christian. My grandparents aren't Christians. My parents aren't Christians. How am I to feel included in this national narrative? How am I to feel included in the politics of the democracy that I'm a citizen of if, you know, we're to hear this rhetoric of a Christian country all the time? If our politics is to be infused with Christianity, how is a more recent migrant of a different religion or of similar non-religious beliefs to my own to feel included? I don't think it's practical.
Did you include any? Were any people of other religions signing this letter?
Yeah, the General Secretary of the Unitarian and Free Christian Churches signed it. And on social media yesterday, there are a lot of people from other religions supporting it. The second letter in the Daily Telegraph following this letter was from a Jewish gentleman who similarly said that he thought it was absolutely wrong for the government to promote one religion in this way, and that as a Jewish, British citizen of many years standing, he felt alienated by that sort of rhetoric. So this is a real problem.
If we're not a Christian society, what are we?
Well, we're a society of many different beliefs. I think we're a diverse society. I think we're, on the whole, a very tolerant and liberal society. We're a plural society. Hopefully we're a just and a fair and a democratic one. And I think they're the sort of values that people of all different religions and non-religious beliefs can get behind.
The aim of the letter, presumably, was publicity. Have you achieved what you hoped to achieve by writing this letter and getting it published?
Well, I think there were two aims to it. I mean, it was an open letter, obviously. It was there to speak to the public, generally, to let these views be heard. Again and again, I think we hear more and more church leaders and politicians, as I said, proclaiming this about Britain as a Christian country. We wanted an opportunity to, you know, present the alternative and say it's not like that, it's a plural society. So publicity, yes, was an important aim. But I hope also that maybe government and the Prime Minister specifically will listen, and they will think again about whether it's appropriate to give Christian groups more of our public services. They already run many of our state schools to the detriment of non-Christians, and give them a greater role in public life. I hope that maybe government will question whether that's the right direction, given that so many people feel isolated, alienated by the description of Britain as a Christian where they're not Christian, and don't want to see religious organisations take a bigger role in our state life.
Andrew Copson from the British Humanist Society, thank you for your time. What's your point of view on that?